Hello, welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through hyperlinks. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB36. And let's open that bad boy up. Okay, password is password, as I state here. Okie dokie, what did we do in the last video? Well, in the last video, we created Form Bookings Extended DS. And what I want to talk to you today is about using hyperlinks to be able to open forms up from this data sheet. So for example, we've got a form for rooms. And what I want to do is I want to be able to click here and open the rooms data sheet up, which is not, you know, such a big deal. You can actually do that without hyperlinks, but hyperlinks makes it look quite nice. And the point of a hyperlink is to alert someone that if you see something underlined as a hyperlink, you know that if you click on it, you'll get some kind of form pop up. So how do we do that? Well, first things first, these are combo boxes, which means that we're storing the room ID underneath. So if I open up table rooms, I can show you here what the actual number that's stored in the combo box is here, and what we see, which is the room number, is just a lookup. So 505, although we see 505, the value that's stored is actually number 20. So we're going to utilize that to open up the form to the relevant record. So what we do, I was going to say drop it to design view, we actually don't need to. Just click on room, press F4, bring up the property sheet, go to event, and go to, or click on the three dots and macro builder, and then we're going to put if not is null, room ID FK, it's just a guard there, then open form, and we want form rooms data entry, we want it, data mode is going to be edit, we want it to be dialogue so it pops out, and the where condition equals room ID, actually that should be in square brackets, equals ampersand room ID FK. Don't know what happened there. Okay, so that's the basic where condition. So we're telling Access that if room ID isn't null, which means there's a value there, we're going to open up form rooms data entry, dialogue mode, so it pops out, we can't do anything else. And we're going to open up filter to a specific record, which is room ID equals and whatever that room ID is. So we save that and close that. So if we actually click in 403, for example. Ooh, hold up. Okay, sorry. Go back in here, press Control A and Control X. So it's because it's a combo box, we don't use the click event. Just delete embedded macro, and what's the event? Mouse down. That's what it is. All right, hold the phone. So click on the three dots, macro builder, and Control V. Save and close that. Okay, so the click only really works with buttons and text boxes. With combo boxes, it'll need to be a mouse down. Okay, so right, 204, mouse down, and we get 204. So that's the idea. Now, in order to turn it into a hyperlink, it's very simple. You highlight the column, go to Format, and down here, where it says Display as Hyperlink, click Always. So that underlines it and also change the color slightly so it alerts them. And this is kind of a good way of doing it because you might be looking at the bookings data sheet and want to quickly access or see something about the room, so you can just click on there and open up to the relevant room. But also, when we've got a data sheet for guests, we'll do the same for guests, but for now we're just keeping it with rooms. Okay, so that's hyperlinks. Hyperlinks, all they actually do is alert you that a field can be clickable and it will do something. You're still going to need some kind of macro action. In this case, we need the mouse down event because the click event doesn't work because it's a combo box. If it was a button or a text box, I'd probably just use the click event. Okay, thank you for watching and see you in the next video.